Chris Johnson.
Wat is het belangrijkste wat voor Saba geregeld moet gaan worden deze week?
For Saba, I look at these weeks a little bit different than others do, because I've been to so many of them now. I've been to every single one of them. But for us, the whole evaluation process is very important. Laws can't be changed overnight, so for us, the evaluation process is very important. And then we have quite a few other little issues for projects on island, like waste management and some road issues and things like that. So we look at it as one more general stuff for the BESS evaluation, and then one more specific projects for the island of Saba.
Oké, dus het allerbelangrijkste is de evaluatie, omdat het veel tijd kost om wetten eventueel te moeten veranderen. Dus daar moet je nu goed mee bezig zijn. En dan zijn er een aantal kleinere punten die specifiek voor Saba gelden, zoals afvalverwerking en infrastructuur, zei je. Dus die ook van belang zijn om daar iets voor geregeld te krijgen. En hoe zit het met die meerjarenplannen? Gaat het daar goed mee?
Yeah, well, we received the document today from BZK, and you can see that it's written from Amtelijk niveau. And so what we requested already today is that we need more time to react on that from the islands. And it looks like it's well put together. Of course, Mr. Van Zwaal is truly a professional, but it seems to be quite just a collection of all the different things that are going on. And we still want to have that discussion about, what is an acceptable Netherlands level. And, the two do go hand in hand. You can't make a multi-year project without talking about where are we going to? What is the vision of where we're heading? So all the reports have been critical of the Dutch government, saying they have no real vision for the smaller islands. And we are saying, okay, let's try to correct that, but then that needs to be put in the meerjarenprogramma.
Okay, dus de meerjarenprogramma's moeten nog wel aangepast worden, omdat het nog niet heel gedetailleerd is. Hè? Het is nog niet specifiek genoeg.
Well, it's very specific, but it needs to also reflect the general standpoint of the island, saying what is the direction we want to go to.
Er moet meer richting in komen van welke kant de eilanden op willen.
Ja, en ook meer inhoud van de eilanden zelf.
Is het veel Den Haag geworden?
Ja, dat is altijd zo, hè?
Ik sprak net minister Plastic en die zei, we doen ons best en we houden heel veel rekening ook met de eilanden. Maar dat valt dus toch tegen in de praktijk.
No, I'll go back to what you said, but I think, many of them do mean well. But as you know, Mr. Plastic showed a nice sign today that will be by Schiphol Airport, which shows the distance from Den Haag to the islands. And from Amsterdam, from Schiphol to the islands. And, that can also be symbolic to show how far away we are, how far away we are culturally, economically, underdeveloped. Maybe that should be a theme for all the Caribbean Netherlands Week, that we show a picture of the sign of how far we have to travel. And that is sometimes how far we are in the difference between the idea of Den Haag and the idea from the islands.
Ja, dus er zitten nog steeds wel verschillen in wat Den Haag denkt dat goed is voor de eilanden en wat de eilanden zelf vinden. Want er is natuurlijk een hele grote afstand tussen Den Haag en de eilanden in de Cariben. Ben je nu meer optimistischer dan andere keren?
Ja, I believe so. And I think especially after the game on Friday, the 5-1, the beautiful victory that we had against Spain. We had our victory in 1648 after the 80 Years War. And now we had a beautiful 5-1 victory. And also, I think the weather reminds me of home a little bit, although it doesn't get dark yet till about 10:30 at night. But I think people are feeling better because it's summer. I notice getting in and out of elevators here at BZK, they say hello, good morning, good afternoon to each other. It's quite a different feeling than you get sometimes in October or March when we're usually here.